Many were eager to hear what former Prime Minister Frondell Stewart would say last night when he broke his silence after nearly 2 years since he led the Democratic Labour Party to its 30-love defeat. He used the occasion at the Princess Margaret School to defend the policies of his former administration, pointing to the high cost of oil back then and the loss of over $200 million in corporation taxes because of a move by the Canadian government.
Barbados has had a double taxation agreement with the Canadian government for over 40 years now. A double taxation agreement that basically puts Canadian businesses here in invested here in Barbados in a position where if there are taxed here, if their profits are taxed here, they cannot be taxed in Canada as well. That has been the duty of Canadians investing in Barbados because of that double taxation agreement. Barbados has never had a tax information exchange agreement with Canada, but certain other countries in the Caribbean did. Bermuda, the Bahamas, Cayman Islands, they had tax information exchange agreements. Barbados therefore enjoyed a comparative advantage and a competitive advantage over countries that only had tax information exchange agreements with Canada. Because the countries that had tax information exchange agreements, even after business people, Canadian investors, had paid taxes in those countries, Bermuda, Bahamas, Cayman Islands, and so on, when they repatriated their exempt surplus, it was taxed in Canada a second time. And the Canadian Minister of Finance in 2007 decided that he was going to level the playing field and allow countries with tax information exchange agreements to enjoy the same privileges as countries with double taxation agreements in the Caribbean. Once he did that, Barbados lost both its comparative advantage and its competitive advantage because Barbados is a low tax jurisdiction. Our taxes in the international business sector, very, very low. But Bahamas and Bermuda and Cayman Islands, or some of them, Bermuda and Cayman Islands for sure, are no tax jurisdictions. You don't pay taxes there at all. So, the moment that happened, our Canadian investors here began to say, well, we better leave Barbados and go to Cayman Islands, or Bermuda and the Bahamas. We are going to enjoy a better time there tax-wise than we enjoy in Barbados because we wouldn't have to pay any taxes there. Any surplus we have will not be taxed in Canada, so we'll be better off. Barbados had to spring into action. That happened in 2007. The Canadian Minister of Finance announced that in 2007. The law did not come into effect until the 1st of January 2010. We had to spring into action because the whole international business sector was now at risk. Its existence was at risk in Barbados because this sea change in the tax arrangement could easily result in people seeing Bahamas and Bermuda and Cayman Islands as more attractive domiciles for tax purposes than Barbados. And they began to tell us so. In fact, some actually began to leave.
Mr. Stewart also revealed that he raised the matter in Canada.
High Commissioner Evelyn Graves met me there, and Senator Darcy Boyce traveled with me to sit down and talk to the leaders of Royal Bank of Canada, Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, Bank of Nova Scotia, all of them, and to assure them that there's no need for their business people to leave Barbados and go anywhere now. We are going to lower the tax rate to make Barbados a competitive domicile for their business people. I then went and addressed the Canadian Board of Trade and had to give them the same assurances to save our international business sector after that Canadian decision.
Former Prime Minister Frondell Stewart. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.